And so that's the reason I wanted to have Garrett and Diane in the same room talking, because there's a synergy between tax law and corporate law. And what Diane has just brought up, by being a corporation or some kind of legal entity, you can save 15% just on Social Security tax if you know what you're doing and you have appropriate advice. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. The key is to have a good team. And here you've got both your corporate advisor and your tax advisor in the same room. And that's what we frequently do.
Right. So there is a synergy between two different types of advice, one an accountant and one an attorney. And that's why I wanted to have them together in this, because it goes, and that's as simple as it gets. 15% is a lot of money. I don't care. You know, if you're making $1 million, that's $150,000, let's say, in just simple math. So that's why it pays to have good advice and more than one type of advisor. Garrett, what else do you want to add about this Chinese restaurant, my favorite kind of restaurant?
Well, the Chinese restaurant, let's look at the example of another bad entity, which is a general partnership. Say the Chinese restaurant is in a building where there's an auto repair shop next door, and they purchase the building together as partners. They have a handshake deal. The property is going to be held by them in partnership. And something happens at the auto repair shop whereby a creditor is going to sue the owners of the property. Now, the owner of the Chinese restaurant had nothing to do with what happened in the auto repair shop, but he's equally liable for what happened on that property, and he's going to lose that property along with the auto repair shop.
So he also personally could lose.
That's right.
So that's why people should come and see an attorney like you who specialize in, was it corporate law, would you say?
Corporate law, asset protection, business transactions. You really need a good advisor on your team that can help you in that arena.
So, and what Diane is saying, by default, many people just don't do anything simply because they don't know any better. And they, if you're small, I guess it doesn't make much difference because you have nothing to get sued for. But the bigger you get, the more important it becomes to protect your asset as well as your income from excessive taxes. Is that correct?
Yeah, and one of the things that you frequently say is that there's plans for the poor, there's plans for the middle class, and there's plans for the rich. And what the rich do is different than what the poor do.
Right. And one of the points, again, is that, like I said, my poor dad, although he was a high-paid government official, everything was in his name. Whereas what the rich want is they don't want anything in their names, but they want to control everything. So the issue is control, not ownership. So I want to control the entities first. That the entities then determine the properties and how I structure and all this. And again, don't worry if you don't understand a thing I'm saying, because I really don't understand it myself. But I always hang out with smart people and they sort of structure it for me and we discuss it. And that's how I've come to understand much of the ins and outs of real estate, because there's more to real estate than just buying a piece of property. Is that correct?